MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, November 3, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Salem murder suspect pleads not guilty. Lawrence murder suspect arrested in New York.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, it's the first weekend of the high school football playoffs kicking off tonight. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Sunny, mid-50s today, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 3:59 p.m. The suspect in the fatal Halloween shooting in Salem was in court yesterday, and authorities have released a likely motive for the shooting. Dustin Luca of the Salem News reports that 18-year-old Misael Pena Canella of Salem pleaded not guilty in court yesterday morning. The district attorney's office has released information that Salem State freshman Carl Hans Belliard was in a car with a female who was the former girlfriend of the alleged shooter. Lawrence Teen was arrested in New York City yesterday in connection with the shooting at Worcester State University last weekend. The Eagle Tribune is reporting that 18-year-old Kevin Rodriguez was arrested without incident yesterday. A Lynn home was apparently raided by FBI agents and other agencies Wednesday afternoon. The Daily Item is reporting today that the search involved a home on Broadway and several nearby cars. There was no official explanation for the activity, although a neighbor told the Item that there was suspected drug activity at the home. The district attorney's office did confirm that there had been an arraignment regarding the property, but provided no additional details. In the past week, the Newburyport City Council has passed an ordinance to deal with short-term rental units. This is Mayor Sean Reardon on the proposal to regulate the STRUs.
And so the city finally passed at the first reading zoning and licensing requirements for STRUs here in the city. It's been a hot button issue for sure. We've had a lot of people come in for public comment. I think the city councils would tell you that this isn't a perfect plan that we've put in place, but on the city side of things, it's given us something that we can now go out and enforce, which before we didn't really have the mechanism to do that. So now we can go out and enforce it. And again, if we find that this doesn't work out, then we can try to go back and change it. But it's taken 4 years to get something on the books. So hats off to the city council and for finding a compromise and be able to move on something. It's really great to see.
The mayor is also working to try to slow down a vote to be taken by the Whittier Vocational School Committee for a project that will likely be costing the participating school districts a lot of money. Mayor Sean Reardon.
But, you know, it's over a $400 million project, $444.6 million to be exact. They're asking Newburyport for $30 million, and we'd have to go out for a debt exclusion to pass that. And what that means is your taxes would go up $200, $300 a year, but that's just for that project. That's not even talking about what we would try to do in the city at that time. So this would have a huge impact on our community. It could affect all of our city departments. This could affect our funding for our schools. We might actually have to take money away from our schools to help pay for this. So there's a lot of aspects to this that the Newburyport City needs to know about. And this is, we're not in this alone. The other 10 communities are facing similarly hard questions around this. So what's unfortunate that this vote, that there's no financial plan attached to it. So that's what we're asking them to consider. Consider changing the vote, putting off the vote until more study can be done. But if we're going to have the vote, then there has to be a financial mechanism attached to it, because otherwise you're just going to saddle these communities with this debt with no way to pay for it.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. And according to today's Gloucester Times, cannon fire boomed again at Stage Fort Park on Thursday to commemorate the rededication of the park's cannon fort area. In addition to showcasing the building of a new emplacement for the Parrot rifle cannon, a new flagpole was recognized at the site. The flagpole was installed after a contribution from members of the Gloucester Rotary Club. And the rededication marked the completion of a project to enhance accessibility from the Visitors Welcoming Center and the Lucy Davis Pathway to the Cannon Fort area during the city's 400th anniversary. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Bruins beat the Maple Leafs 3-2 last night at the Garden. Tomorrow night, they play in Detroit against the Red Wings. What is this, the 1950s? The Celtics play the Nets in New Jersey tomorrow night, while the Patriots will host the Commanders from Washington Sunday at 1. The Red Sox named former pitcher and Cubs front office executive Craig Breslow as the head of baseball operations yesterday. What will it take to get to a championship level in Boston?
By saying there are a lot of great things happening with the Red Sox. There are a lot of great people in this organization in baseball operations who have been here for a really long time and seen a ton of success. This last week has kind of been an exercise in not just hitting the ground running, but trying to hit the ground sprinting and get up to speed as quickly as possible. My intentions over the next few weeks are to learn as much as I can to be able to answer that question. But the one thing that I am very, very excited to point to is the emergence of this really exciting young core, some of whom is contributing right now at the major league level, some who are reaching the upper levels of the minor leagues, and some who candidly are not here just yet.
Craig Breslow of the Red Sox. High school football playoffs tonight. St. John's Prep, number one in Division I, to host Leominster this evening at 6. Prep coach Brian St. Pierre.
They got some size up front. The quarterback's pretty dynamic, dude. He's a run-pass threat. It's a storied program. They have a great history, great tradition, so we expect a battle. But, you know, as you've heard me say many times, we're just turning the focus inward to us and what we need to do to take another step from last week and try to keep the train going here on the track. And
St. Pierre is pleased with the way his defense has developed this season.
Yeah, I think going into the year, we felt good about our front seven, and they've done nothing to dissuade us from that opinion. I think it's a very physical, very tough front seven. I think Mason McSweeney at defensive end, he also plays tight end for us. He's got to be the Catholic Conference MVP defensively. I mean, he's been as good as you could possibly ask for at a defensive end position. He's a great pass rusher. He's great against the run. He's extremely tough. I mean, he doesn't come off the field. And he's kind of really been our linchpin defensively, but our linebackers have been really good. Marquise Avey, Matt Callahan, John DeGittis, Jackson Tucker was having a great year. We lost him for the season, unfortunately, a couple weeks back. And Nick Shibley has stepped in and really done a great job. So I've been very happy with them. The secondary's been a work in progress. A lot of youth back there, new guys, and they've kind of each week gotten a little bit better. And we need that, you know, ascension to continue for us defensively. But very pleased with that. And especially the front seven, like I said. And I just think Mason McSweeney deserves a shout out because he's been as good a defensive player as he's been in the state.
The Prep enters tonight's game undefeated at 8-0. So does Peabody. They're playing host to Arlington in Division II tonight. In Division III, Marblehead heads to Middleborough. In D5, Danvers is home against Blackstone Valley. Gloucester travels to number one-seeded Hanover. And Newburyport is home to Auburn. In D6, Salem will host Dennis Yarmouth tonight. St. Mary's of Lynn is at Cardinal Spelman, and Winthrop plays at Fairhaven. While the big North Shore matchup in D6 tonight finds Swampscott playing at Linfield at 6:30. In Division 5, Wacona Regional is at Amesbury. Amesbury coach Colin McQueen.
Yep, they're a team with some good pedigree from out west. They've been in championship games. They've won state titles, and they're no stranger to the playoffs. So we're going to have our hands full in terms of stopping them, and then hopefully we can get the offense moving the way that it has. Pretty much throughout the whole season. But they're a good, hard-nosed team that runs the ball pretty well. You know, they got a couple of good backs in 7 and 22. Got to tackle them low, got to make sure we wrap and get multiple hats on it. And then if we do that, hopefully we can stop them enough.
Are they primarily a run team? Maybe not so much as Amesbury, but are they primarily a run team?
Yeah, they are. They get to it a little bit differently. They're more gun snap stuff with a couple of receivers out there, but it's, you know, gun twins, and they still utilize an H-back and a tight end, and they run it over 70% of the time. So, they're definitely a run-first team.
Manchester Essex travels to Cohasset tonight, and in Division 8, Sutton is at Kipp at Manning Field in Lynn tonight. We'll have a post-up with lots of interviews later today here on our website. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore. Have a great Monday. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.